scrapped and fought, and we got turnovers and pressured the quarterback a lot of times with a four-man rush, which was real beneficial because we could give some help to Fitzgerald. But there was a time there, too, where the corners and everybody was matching up pretty well and competing and fighting and making some plays.
Is it harder to go after Carson Palmer when you know you got Fitzgerald and Floyd out there?
Absolutely. It's always hard to put extra pressure on a quarterback and then leave star receivers or talented guys or Pro Bowl players just singled up. So you got to take turns putting people in harm's way defensively, and you pressure some and you fall back, you pressure, you fall back. And then the guys make plays. So when I'm pressuring, they got to make their plays and get their coverage. And when we fall back, the four-man rush has to get there, and we have to play with leverage, and they did.
How good was your defensive line with that being the case?
They did a great job. Our defensive line stepped up, got all kind of pressure on the quarterback and a four-man rush. Now, we pressured our share of times, and we max dropped some and got some pressure out of three-man rush. So it was a nice day for the D-line. The coverage was tight, you know, and they made some plays like you knew they would. But at the end of the day, a scoreboard said we had three more points than them, so we'll take it.
Did Trent have to figure something out after his first 8 weeks to start hitting the quarterback more?
I personally don't think so. I've watched Trent put pressure on the quarterback the whole season, and I was always saying that the sacks will come, and they're coming. But Trent always collapses that side of the pocket, and sometimes sacks come and sometimes they don't. They come in bunches. You say that about turnovers and sacks, and he just keeps working, and he's got it.
Trent was saying that this week is the biggest thing for actually learning that the pocket is different in a 3-4 things just started to click for him in the last couple of weeks with that.
That's good. That's good because he's doing a nice.
How about your thoughts on Brandon Graham? A big day for him today.
Yeah, I'm excited for Brandon. You know, we've had Brandon in there about 25, 30 snaps a game, and I'm not sure total number today, but he really stepped up and had a good game. He's another guy that when he's in there, there's always that pressure. He's around the ball. You know, the pocket is collapsing to his side, and the sacks fell for him today. So that was great. Great to see him have some success because he's working so hard at it.
Do you think with Brandon and Trent, there's been that learning curve, you know, with changing the position?
Sure, absolutely. There's absolutely a learning curve.
You look like he was on the field more, Brandon, this game than the past?
I don't know the number count right now. The position coaches, we have a plan going in, but I don't know the final number count. It was about the normal plan, so.
Do you get the sense that today, that kind of like in an NBA game where the refs are letting them play and you know, maybe the D-backs can get away with more, both sides?
Yes, today and really overall this season. I haven't seen this much, you know, allowed on both sides. You know, Kerry Williams had the one third down conversion right before his interception, and it looked to me like the receiver pushed him off and came back and caught it. So they're letting it happen on both sides, and we're playing, okay, we're going to give up some of those. They're going to get away with them. We're going to make some plays on those. But it's not one-sided. They're letting both sides do it.
Nate Allen had an interception today. It seems like he keeps getting better week to week. What's been the key for him improving?
He's one of the hardest workers in the building. It means a lot to him. He's highly motivated because he hasn't had the success, and everyone's been on him for a couple years here. Everybody wanted him to be Brian Dawkins, and now I think everyone's kind of letting him be Nate Allen. And he's not Brian Dawkins. He's Nate Allen, and he's going to make his plays his way and do it his way, and he's a good, solid safety for us.
Have you seen it more of like a gradual process from over the season, or was there a point where you saw something really change for him?
It's gradual. All of them are growing. They're taking steps forward. Some take a step back every now and then. We got to keep punching forward, but right now we're real happy with the progress of Nate.
Billy, how have the outside linebackers got going the last 2 weeks? I think they got 7 sacks between Barwin, Cole, and Graham. I mean, what did you see today from them, and what's been the difference?
Well, I think they had a nice game collectively. They have been pressuring the quarterback, and we've been collapsing the pocket. Sometimes the best pass rush doesn't get the sack. Sometimes he collapses the pocket, makes the quarterback move into another rusher who might not have had as good of a rush, but gets the sack because the quarterback comes to him. So it's a group effort, and all of them, the D-line, the outside backers on the edges, collectively they rush and collapse a pocket, and they take turns getting the sacks. And I think the outside backers, it just fell their way the last couple weeks.
Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams came up big for you guys today. Just and, you know, granted, you know, the Cardinals got their touchdowns and passes, but they did a good job containing those guys.
Absolutely, today. Absolutely. Those guys stepped up and took on the challenge of playing this top receiving group, and there was a lot of times they were one-on-one. But, you know, I was throughout the game, I was mixing in brackets and combos and clouds over the top of them, but there was a lot of snaps, hey, get your man. And you got to hold up, and they did.
On the one touchdown to Floyd, I think they had a bunch to the right. And are those guys supposed to switch on that, or are they?
No, we got picked. Boykins on the point got the man, but Fletch picked, and they rubbed. We collided. We tried to stay out of each other's way often, we got caught up, and that's all it takes for those guys, and they make a play.
Does it depend on the call whether they switch?
Yes,
or do
it does.
You always
There's
like...
tools within that okay. call that they could get. They were an exact tool I wanted them to use. They just got too close to each other, and that's what happened.
What's it say? Yeah. Two straight games now. You guys had big leads, kind of evaporated, but needed plays at the end. You guys made.
Yeah, you know in the NFL, they're going to make theirs. There's too much talent on the field, and you try to hold, you know, hold them, but at the end of the day, they're going to make some plays, and I'd love to have every one of those. We could have done something better to make them not get the touchdown, but at the end of the day, they make plays too, and give them credit for making the plays on.
What do you think it means to a defensive unit when the offense isn't committing turnovers? You're not rushing your guys back out there on the field. The field position is never like really, you know.
I think one of the biggest reasons we're winning and on the winning streak we're on is because the offense isn't turning the ball over. I mean, that is one of the biggest stats in football and wins and losses, and our guys are doing a great job protecting it.